Hey, welcome to Unspoken Logos, a podcast where we have open conversations that you won't hear at a Sunday service. We talk about Christian faith, why we believe what we believe, what we actually believe, hidden truths behind the faith, supernatural encounters, and so much more. If you're a Christian, a non-Christian, an atheist, agnostic, whatever your background or current situation, you're so welcome here. Jesus welcomes us, so we invite you to join us in our weekly conversations. So let's get started. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Unspoken Logos. Today's episode is around the table episode, so I have three guests on with me, which is so exciting. So exciting to just get other people's opinions and viewpoints as well, and just mix that in with scripture and allow the Holy Spirit to just really minister through each one of us, through our different upbringings and also just our different viewpoints and our walk with Christ as well. So really excited about this episode. The topic is around tattoos. Should a Christian get a tattoo? Are tattoos biblical? So we are just going to jump right in.
So I do have a tattoo, which I got after I met Jesus. So I got my tattoo a couple of years ago when I had been following the Lord for maybe 4 or 5 years or something like that. And my tattoo is of the fish symbol with a cross in it. And if I'm being honest, I personally don't have a conviction about tattoos. So I don't have a conviction that they're wrong. And I don't have a conviction that like I just don't have a specific conviction that a Christian can't get a tattoo. But I think the thing with me is I got my tattoo when, like, I didn't pray before getting my tattoo, basically. And I think that's the one thing I regret, is that if I were to get a tattoo in the future, I would want to pray about it, just because I don't have a conviction, a specific conviction about it. But God might, I don't know, like, God might want to give me a conviction. And I know that going to tattoo places, like, you need to be careful, because a lot of them are probably demonic, because there's a lot of specific stuff on tattoo shops. And when a needle's coming into your skin, like, blood is literally coming off. And so you really, as a Christian, need to be careful where you're going to. And so back then I was a bit more, like, I didn't have as much discernment as I do now. And to be honest, like, I did want to have another tattoo, but I chose not to, because I want to seek the Lord on this topic. It's something that I just did because I wanted it. I didn't seek God about it. And so that's the only thing I regret about it. I do really like my tattoo. However, I know Christians are divided on this topic, and I personally, my personal opinion on it is that it's your own conviction. I watched a podcast, a YouTube channel, about a guy, a really godly guy, who said, "My convictions don't allow me to have a tattoo." And I think that's amazing. That's a conviction God has given him, but I personally don't have that conviction. And so I kind of do want another tattoo, but I want to pray about it. I'm not going to get one anytime soon, but God might give me a conviction that it's wrong and that I shouldn't get it. But I don't have that now, and I respect people's opinions. And so I like my tattoo, but the only regret I have is that I didn't pray about it. So I don't have a specific conviction that Christians shouldn't have it. But that's just me right now. I haven't received anything from the Lord.
So if I was to think about Jesus's opinion on this, I would imagine he would prefer we didn't get tattoos, to be quite honest with you. But that's not the generation we live in, and we live in a world that a lot of people just don't know Jesus, and they've lived crazy lives, and they've got body fills of tattoos, sleeves and stuff like that. And to be quite honest with you, if we had like a church Christian member who had been church and never really done tattoos or could relate to tattoos or any form like piercing in the body or anything like that at all, I don't imagine that they would relate to that person who likes the tattoos and maybe had a different lifestyle kind of thing. So I know God uses people like Christian like us, like, raises them up to be able to reach those kind of generations. When it comes to actually getting a tattoo, like, now, would I get one? No. And the reason why I wouldn't get one is because I personally feel like I've spent a lot of time in my world just abusing my body. And it's just precious for me. It's a temple of God. And I don't see the need for it anymore, to be quite honest with you. Like, my tattoos are before being a Christian, and I do regret them. Like, to be quite, I regretted them before I was a Christian. And because of that, I wouldn't get it. Like, it's a tricky one. Like, it is, it's such a divided topic, and it's you're so true. Like, the ink, like, you need to be careful, you need to pray over it. There's so much demonic thing there, you just don't know. Some of the pictures that people get on their bodies, it's just really demonic, and they've got it there, and it's very hard to say you get a kind of like Christian type tattoo kind of thing. Like, but what I do think I would get my eyebrows tattooed, so that's like, that's the same thing really, isn't it? Like, it's just the shape of an eyebrow sort of thing. So I'm saying no at the same time, but it is a divided thing. I do feel like, for me, like, personally, God has like stripped me back a lot, to be honest with you. And that's even, but it's just like whatever God's speaking to you and convicting you individually with kind of thing. And it might not be that something, like right now I don't feel like earrings. I don't know why God was just telling me to take everything out. But I don't know if I was making an identity out of it, if you get what I'm saying. Like, and he just cut it out. I'm not saying I'm not going to wear earrings, whatever, but I just feel that's what God stripped me right back just now. And so I don't know if my opinion will change a year down the line with tattoos, but I do know that now that if a Christian was to get a tattoo, I found myself thinking, should they get a tattoo? Like, I'm not going to lie, because only because I think Jesus wouldn't really want us to do anything to our bodies. But then again, if she gave me money, I'd go and get my eyebrows tattooed. So, like, it's like, no, I don't see it as a sin of such. We just need to be careful where we get it and what we're getting, and really seek God in it, just as Rachel was saying.
That's really good. I don't have any tattoos. Before I got saved, I did want a tattoo, and it was literally just a random tattoo, like, of this influencer that I really liked, and she had it, and so I thought, I liked the design. But then one of my friends that had tattoos was like, put it on your arm or draw it on the side of your table, and every morning do it for 30 days, and if you still like it after you've woke up and looked at it every day, then get it. And then I didn't end up getting it, because I mean, I don't even think I lasted the 30 days, so I didn't get a tattoo. Then since I've been saved, I have thought about the idea of a tattoo in the past, but I never ever pursued it. And so now I think I lean towards, like, I guess it is a topic that you don't really think about much. And so I think I'm quite similar to Rachel, probably. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with getting a tattoo on your body. I think, like what Rachel says, it's down to personal conviction. Like, I think what you're saying, Teresa, is so beautiful. Like, I think that is so beautiful, the fact that you wouldn't get a tattoo now and that you're taking out your earrings, because I guess if you're talking about tattoos, you could push that into, well, should a Christian get their ears pierced, because that too is like, there is a bit of blood that's drawn and things like that, and should you modify your body or whatever. So I do think it's down to personal conviction. You do kind of all have your different walks with the Lord, but I honestly think what you said, Teresa, was really beautiful. And so Nathan, like, you had quoted some scripture that I thought was really, really good. I can't remember where it was, but it was talking about your body being the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you talked about how, like, we don't own our own bodies and we have to be good stewards of that. So if we're bringing some biblical context to it, maybe do you want to talk a bit about that? Because I think that was really good as well.
Yeah, so personally, I've never got a tattoo. It's just been my personal decision. To me, it looks like you're getting electrocuted. not what I want when I want something on my arm, you know, but each to their own, you know, each to their own. Personally, I feel that you do have to be careful on what idea comes into your head, because not any idea is from God. We have the flesh and the mind. The Bible says, like, let's not be conformed to the passions of this world, but by be renewed by the word, by the Spirit. So not every idea that we get, like, we get to get, even, like, for example, like we're talking about here, a tattoo is from God. Now there will be some ideas that come into our heads that maybe, you know, is from God, but we need to really have discernment, you know, and what and how to approach tattoos. It's a personal relationship. It's not culture. We don't follow culture, we follow the Lord, you know. And there's a scripture that keeps coming to mind that said, if you keep, it said, if you, it's, and I always love it, I always go back to it, you know, in my personal time, in a personal prayer or corporate prayer with the Lord, and it says, if you keep your eyes on me, you will not be shaken. And if we lose our eyes off the Lord, we can lose our discernment. So we need to not let desperation, you know, of the culture or to the people that are influenced around us to lose our discernment. That's what I personally feel on it. But again, no one should be condemned for it, getting a tattoo, because it's their personal relationship with God, you know. And Jesus, every time Jesus approached someone, when we read the Bible, he always approached with compassion, you know, and he was there with compassion ultimately to do what his father was called to do. So we should always look at, even if people do get a tattoo, you know, or not, whether we agree with it or not, that we should just look at them through the eyes of Jesus, because that's how Jesus would look at people.
There was a sermon that I heard the other day, and it was something that gave just some confidence, because you, as Christians, we can convict ourselves quite a lot with something, and it's like Jesus's mercy on sins that we don't even know we've committed, kind of thing. So we should always show that same mercy on other people, because that person might not know what they've done. And to be honest with you, like, it's probably our condition and our heart for the decision that we've made to get that tattoo is more important than the actual tattoo itself. So that's something to reflect on.
Then I'll just agree with what you said, Teresa. Like, the New Testament's all about the condition of your heart. Like, Jesus says that if you even look at a man or woman lustfully, you've already committed adultery in your heart. And so I think that's a really good point, that it is the condition of your heart. Why are you doing that? I guess that's with anything, like makeup or what you wear and modesty. Like, what's the condition of your heart? Why are you getting this? And if it is to conform to the patterns of this world, if it is to please people or to gratify your flesh, then, like what you're saying, then that can be entering into a sin issue. And so definitely, like, I think, like, what you're saying is really good, Teresa. It's about the condition of your heart. And just to quote the scripture that I think you were probably talking about is 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, and it says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You're not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honour God with your bodies. Yeah, we're called to honour God with our bodies, and that might look one way for one person and that might look another way for someone else. So yeah, it's a really interesting topic, and I think we've gave a balanced opinion about tattoos as well. Yeah, thank you guys so much for being open and sharing your thoughts as well. So thank you. Thank you so much for staying tuned and listening to my podcast. If you want to find out more about me and more about what I'm up to, then please check out my social media links in the description of this video. And I can't wait to have you guys for the next podcast.